Olds, for the final time this season, the Olds College Broncos rodeo team is ready to step inside the arena. 18 Olds College of Agriculture and Technology student athletes will compete in this weekend's Canadian College Finals Rodeo, CCFR, in Brooks with representation in 9 out of 10 events. The Broncos last competed 2 months ago in Olds, but Broncos head coach Tanner Gerlitz isn't concerned about the length of time. "These are great kids who all work hard, and I know the work will be put in and the preparation for the finals will be no different," Gerlitz said. "We," Gerlitz, associate head coach Chelsea Moore and assistant coach Emily Pugsley, "have been getting videos and questions daily, and we help out where we can." Becky Bradley, McClure, BC, did her best to manage her time as she prepares to compete in breakaway roping and goat tying this weekend. "I have been working to keep both my horses in shape, while also giving them a well-deserved break," Bradley said. "I made sure I was also keeping myself in shape. With that being said, I don't like to overpractice before a big rodeo like the CCFR. I know I am capable of performing well, so I work to keep my mental skills sharp more than my physical skills." To qualify for the finals, competitors had to place in the top 12, with ties, in their respective events during the regular season, which featured 8 competition weekends. The Broncos come into the finals with regular season leaders in 4 events, including Rhett Tatry, Youngstown, Alta, who is attempting to repeat as Canadian College bareback champion, while Cassidy Moffenbeyer, Hoosier, Sask, is looking for her 2nd Canadian College goat tying title in 3 seasons. Jake Bradley, McClure, BC, topped the regular season standings in bull riding, while Cohen Larson, McCrory, Sask, used a pair of first-place finishes in Olds to solidify his lead in the saddle bronc classification. In addition to those in competition, Broncos student-athlete Gracie Piper, Strathmore, Alta, will also participate in a trick-riding exhibition over the course of the weekend. Heading into his 2nd finals appearance, Tatry, who had surgery on a broken scaphoid in March, has a better sense of what to expect this time around. "Everything happens fast and there is no downtime," said Tatry, who will also compete in bull riding, team roping and tie-down roping. "I need to create my own bubble and put my head down and grind, and not let anything get to me and take my focus away." In regards to defending his bareback crown, Tatry admits he is putting a bit of pressure on himself to perform. "I fight hard and work for everything at 110%, Tatry said. "I need to stay focused as best as possible and keep that out of my mind. If all I do is compare myself to last year, I think I will be putting myself at a disadvantage and not looking at what I am working towards." Along with Tatry and Bradley, a number of Broncos student athletes will compete in multiple disciplines, including Mesa Powelson, Welling, Alta. Breakaway roping, pole bending and team roping, Moffenbeyer, goat tying and team roping, Wyatt Brown, Bashaw, Alta. Team roping and tie-down roping, Kyler Lorenz, Wilkie, Sask. Saddle bronc and team roping, and Keldon Powell, Youngstown, Alta. Steer wrestling and team roping, Bradley believes competing in multiple events will positively affect her overall performance. "I am used to having 2 events every other rodeo, so it will help make the CCFR feel like any other regular season rodeo," she said. "I have my routines from the regular season that I will carry over into finals. Having more than one event also helps me from overthinking the small things." The finals feature 3 performances, compared to 2 in regular season rodeos, but Tatry embraces the concept of staying in the moment. "Every day is a new day, a new round, just take them one at a time and not think about what's ahead but what's happening in the now," Tatry said. "It's all a matter of keeping focus every day and working to be the best that you can be." While rodeo features a number of individual events, Gerlitz has been impressed with the bonds his student athletes have built over the course of the season. "If someone on the team gets hurt, the whole team gets hurt," Gerlitz said. "They know how to pick one another up and roll with each other, and they really pulled together and showed what a true team they are." Gerlitz believes the Broncos have the potential to take home a number of Canadian college championships this weekend. "We have top competitors in every event to make it a real possibility," he said. "They have worked hard up until this point and will be tough to beat. Everyone's horses are feeling good, and the rough stock guys are all in good shape and healed up. It should be an exciting weekend." Here is the complete list of Broncos who will be competing at this weekend's Canadian College Finals Rodeo, along with the events they will be competing in. Becky Bradley, McClure, BC Breakaway Roping, Goat Tying, Jake Bradley, McClure, BC Bull Riding, Wyatt Brown, Bashaw, Alta. Tie Down Roping, Team Roping, Heel, Braden Byrne, Brandon, Mann. Team Roping, Head, Garrett Cullum, Three Hills, Alta. Steer Wrestling, Lexi Cathell, Rockyford, Alta. Breakaway Roping, Sergio Kendall, Kingston, Aunt. Bull Riding, Cohen Larson, McCrory, Sask. Saddle Bronc, Randy Leibel, Olds, Alta. Bareback, Kyler Lorenz, Wilkie, Sask. Saddle Bronc, Team Roping, Head, Cassidy Muffenbier, Hoosier, Sask. Goat Tying, Team Roping, Head, Greg Mulhall, Fort McMurray, Alta. Steer Wrestling, Haley Palmer, Nanton, Alta. Pole Bending, Keldon Powell, Youngstown, Alta. Steer Wrestling, Team Roping, Head, Mesa Powelson, Welling, Alta. Breakaway Roping, Pole Bending, Team Roping, Head, Casey Scobie, Newbrook, Alta. Team Roping, Heel, Dallas Shannon, Drayton Valley, Alta. Goat Tying, Rhett Tatry, Youngstown, Alta. Bareback, Bull Riding, Tie Down Roping, Team Roping, Heel, Jordy Carragher is with the Olds College of Agriculture and Technology Sports Information Department.